This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Kevin Meyer, a lubricants technical expert with CHS, about the importance of preventative maintenance to keep equipment running as the 2023 cropping season begins. Kevin, with fieldwork and planting underway, what should farms do to keep equipment in good repair to prevent unwanted downtime?
Great question. I think, you know, like you mentioned, preventive maintenance is a really important thing just to do in general. You know, making sure the equipment is clean, replacing parts or things that are needed. You know, last thing you want to do is have that equipment break down in the field when it's needed most. And with that comes, you know, using good quality lubricants, you know, changing the oil out if it's needed, if it hasn't been done already, you know, greasing up the equipment, the components that need to be greased with a good quality grease. Those are very important factors. And using good quality lubricants are very important with that. There are unfortunately some poor quality lubricants, poor quality greases that are out there. And unfortunately, those may not hold up to these extended drains that we're starting to see out in the field today, you know, 500, 600 hours on the engine. And so you want to have a good lubricant, good grease that has that additive package and base oil that can hold up to those drain intervals that we're seeing.
You mentioned the importance of lubricants for ongoing spring maintenance. What are some tips for farmers to help them choose lubricants?
I think a big thing is kind of looking for the specifications that are required by the OEM, by the equipment manufacturers that are out there. All OEMs will kind of have a specification that they're looking for, and a good quality lubricant will meet those specifications. And in many cases, like with our Senex products, you know, kind of exceed those specifications. So looking for those specs, looking for something that a company that has a good, you know, reputable source. I think there's also looking into synthetics or semi-synthetic fluids. You know, we're having smaller reservoirs, longer hours, tighter tolerances. And so you want to make sure that you're using these premium lubricants, and a semi-synthetic or full synthetic can really kind of go that extra mile, go that extra hour compared to conventional counterparts.
Even with the best maintenance, breakdowns can occur. What advice do you have for farmers to manage delays during the planting season?
I think it's really tough when something goes out in the field. I think it's hard to kind of come back from that if there is an issue. So I think the big thing to focus on is really kind of putting that quality lubricant in before that equipment gets out into the field. You know, I think once you have that breakdown, it's already unfortunately a little bit too late, you know, so kind of using quality lubricants throughout the year, whenever that equipment is in use, can really kind of give that protection and prevent that breakdown from occurring in the first place.
Any final thoughts for farmers working to get crops in the ground this spring?
Just doing that preventive maintenance, putting the good quality lubricants and greases in there, and just making sure that equipment is maintained, you know, because I think unfortunately when equipment breaks down, bills are only getting more expensive, you know, year after year. So you want to kind of prevent that from happening in the first place.
Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.